Hello, this is Dan.
Hi, this is Jada with Emergency Roadside. I was calling back for Mr. Daniel. I just called in for you. Going over the information for the vehicle, because the previous agent that put the ticket together did put this in as an auto and not a Sprinter van or a cargo van. But you don't have towing insurance or coverage with your insurance to get the service, so you'll have to pay out of pocket. And so I wanted to first tell you that before proceeding with trying to get services set up for the vehicle, because instead of you pretty much being covered for 25 miles, you'll have to actually fully pay out of pocket for the tow.
That's not right.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've gotten towed. Why would it be covered last time but not this time? Same vehicle, same policy.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to the service, I'm not sure if maybe you have so many times that you can use the service within maybe a month or a year or so. But on our end, it's processing that you are only able to get unloading services, meaning like if the vehicle was put on a different truck or something, you needed to take it off, but it's not putting in for tow. So if we try and get you put in for a tow, then it will process and move forward as a cash call.
So the tow is not covered at all, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, it's not covered for that van. It's only covered for unloading services. But say if you need like a tire change, fuel brought to you, a tow service, it's not covered.
Well, like I said, it was covered last time. A couple months ago, it got towed, and it was covered. And the previous lady told me that I did have towing coverage on this, so why would
she put it in. So as I stated at the beginning of the call, she put it in as auto, so you have full coverage for auto, but this is not it's put in as a medium duty tow for our providers, and it is a large vehicle, meaning that it's going to need large equipment in a vehicle to tow it, so it's put in as medium duty. You're not covered for a medium duty service. If you got the service before, then you need to discuss with your insurance if there's maybe certain many, how many times or certain amount of times that you can use it, because we can't put in as a coverage. It only put in as a cash call.
So I might as well just call my own tow company.
You can call for the services. We can, if anything, get you a quote. But when it comes to reimbursement, you'll have to contact your insurance for the consideration.
My insurance, not my warranty company?
So your warranty company and your insurance are two different companies. So if you usually discuss your insurance with your warranty company, then that would be fine. But I'd say just go ahead and talk to your insurance.
Okay. Hang on a second. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do anything for me here.
We can get you a quote for you to pay out of pocket, but it's not covered under your insurance.
Oh, my gosh. Unreal. I'll take care of it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and close the ticket out for you.
What?
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and close the ticket out for you if you like.
Yes, I... So you think they made a mistake last time by giving me a tow?
No, I'm not saying that they made a mistake, but you probably have so many instances where you can use it. Some people can only use their services maybe a good 5 times within a year. You probably able to use your service maybe 1 or 2 times a month or a year. That's something you'll have to discuss with them to see if you have.
Can you look on my policy, my preferred warranty policy, and see how many tows I'm allowed?
No, sir. We're just Emergency Roadside, so we dispatch for the insurance companies. We don't have any insurance policy information.
How much is a tow?
So the provider that I had got earlier, he said that the tow for the vehicle would be about $250. I'll have to call him back just to get the exact amount, but that's at least an estimate for it.
All right, you want to call me back?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can give him a call back for the amount.
All Okay. Let me know.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.